Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Glory be to God. On the highest, we give God glory for another new day that He's added into our lives. Truly, this is the day that the Lord has made, and we will continue to rejoice and be glad in it. So we thank God for you tonight, for those that have come on to join us in prayer. Glory to God to uplift the name of Jesus, to intercede on those that have whatever situation they might be going through in life. We give God glory. Thank God for the power of forgiveness and His love that He continues to cleanse us and sanctify us through His word and bring us into that place that we come in alignment with what that is that He's asking for us in these last days and on our daily walk with Him as we release ourselves over into His hand. He is the God of our salvation and the author and the finisher of our faith. And we adore and magnify His name. Thank God for the blood of Jesus. Thank God for His angels. Thank God for our brothers and sisters in Christ that are walking upright before the Lord, praying that God continue to bless their minds, their bodies, their families, and their ever endeavors in ministry. No weapon formed against us shall prosper, in every tongue which rises against us in judgment you shall condemn. And this is the heritage of the saints of the Lord, and their righteousness is for me, saith the Lord. I am saved from the wrath by Him and justified by the blood of the Lamb. As we reading out from Psalms 103 in prayer, Heavenly Father, we come to You now and we enter Your gates with thanksgiving. We enter Your courts with praise. Father, we give You glory. Father, we give You honor. We bless Your holy name in the name of Jesus. We bless the Lord of our soul and forget not all His benefits. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that's within me. Bless His holy name, for He is our Lord, who forgives us of all our sins, who heals us of all our diseases, who redeemeth our lives from destruction, and who crowns us with loving kindness and tender mercies and satisfies our mouth with good things. We thank You for Your word, Heavenly Father. We thank You that Your word says in Psalms 103 that You will renew our youth like the eagles and execute righteousness and justice for all who are oppressed, that You give Your angels charge over us. We thank You, Lord, for Your giving us mercy for those who fear You, and that Your mercy is everlasting and to everlasting. We thank You, Lord Jesus, for removing all our transgressions. We bless the Lord, and all His works in all places of His dominion. Bless the Lord, my soul. In Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. Amen. And amen. To God be the glory. We bless the Lord for all those that have a mind to serve the Lord, are serving the Lord, and glory to God, giving Him His praise. What a mighty God we serve. From the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, Thy name shall be praised. Bless the Lord. Praise be to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. As we gather tonight, glory to God, to uplift the name of Jesus and to glorify His holy name, we thank God, glory to God, for those all that have made up their mind to serve this righteous and holy God, that we let nothing interfere with the walk that we have with Him. In Jesus' name. Praise God. Came offline just for a moment, trying to get it back. We give God praise. We're going to go ahead and start tonight. Bless the Lord with Mother Alexander, Mother Willette. Praise the Lord. And then we have, trying to see, Mother McCormick. I don't see her now. Number right at this time. But we'll start off with those two. Praise the Lord. And then there's Pastor Bird. We'll change that up just a little bit. We'll have Mother Alexander and Pastor Bird and Mother Willette. And whenever Mother McCormick comes in, although there's Brother Black, we'll have him. And then whenever Mother McCormick's numbers pop up, we'll have her after him. So at this time, we want to open the lines for Mother Alexander. Then we have Pastor Bird, Mother Willette, and Brother Black. This time, Mother Alexander.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Lord, we praise you. We glorify you and you alone, Lord God. We give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for waking us up this morning in a sound mind and a healthy body, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Heavenly Father. According to the promises of God, he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. I'm going to read it, Psalms 117, one verse anyway. Oh, praise the Lord, all ye nations. Praise him, all ye people. For his merciful kindness is great toward us. And the truth of the Lord is endured forever. Praise ye the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus, hallelujah. Lord, we come before you today, Lord God, just to thank you for this day, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for being so good to us all, Lord God. Thank you for blessing us, Lord God, going out and coming in. Thank you for giving us favor, Lord Jesus. Because, Lord, you're the only one that give us favor, Lord God, that can keep us through the day, Lord God. Favor every day you give us favor, Lord God. And, Lord, we just thankful for that. We thank you, Lord, that you keep us from all danger, Lord God. We thank you for watching over our sons and daughters, Lord God, because only you keep them, Heavenly Father. We ask you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, to continue to keep our edge around them, Lord God. Bless them going out, Heavenly Father, and bless them coming in. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. Thank you for your mercy and your grace, Lord God. As we plead the blood of Jesus to cover our children, Lord God. Cover all young people, Lord, that is calling on the name of Jesus. And, Lord, you see every area of their life. You see those that standing upright and those that is not. But, Lord, we ask you to send someone part the cross where those that is failing, Lord, that they will know that Jesus is Lord and that Jesus never, never will forsake them. Because he made a way for us all. And the Lord tell us that if we pray, and we are not, in other words, we are not too young that we cannot look up and we cannot know about the Word of God. That's why we're supposed to teach our children when they're baby. Read to them about the Word of God. Father God, we thank you, Lord God, that you've been so good to us, Lord God, because only you keep us through all things, Lord. Lord, we thank you for taking away this pestilence, this COVID pestilence out the land, Lord. Thank you for cleansing the land, Heavenly Father. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God. And Lord, your word tell us, Lord God, that you'll never leave us. So we know that you is with us always, Heavenly Father. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, if we stand on the promises, we know you is still there with us, Lord. And Lord, we thank you for giving us strength to keep going on, Lord God. Because we know that you are the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. There is none better than the Lord Jesus Christ. No more power than him, because he went to the cross for us. He gave us that authority and dominion here on earth when he went to the cross. Crucified, resurrect. He tell us whatever we bind on earth is bind in heaven. So, Lord, we binding up sickness and disease from amongst ourselves, from amongst our brothers and sisters in Christ. Oh, God, we bind up that sickness that come against the people, Lord. Hates and pain, diseases, we binding these things up in the name of Jesus, and we cast it back to the pit of hell where it belongs. For your promises is real, Heavenly Father, and if you gave us authority to bind here on earth, we know we can. And, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Lord God. As I pray for brothers and sisters, Lord, those that know and those that don't know, we still pray, Lord God, and asking you, Father God, to strengthen those that is weak, Lord God, that they will continue to stand faithful and to stay in your word, believe in your word. Oh, Father God, have mercy on us, O Lord, that we will stand strong and operate in the love of God wherever we are, Lord God. Continue to operate in the love of the living God. Because, Lord, your word said that the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts, so we know we can love the way you want us to. Help us to know, Lord God, how to love one another and to care for one another, Lord God. Father God, you said in the word, cast all our cares on you, Heavenly Father. And according to the promises, Lord God, you said you never leave us. You said cast all our cares on you, Lord God. And your promises never fail, Heavenly Father. For we know that you're the God that heal, you're the God that give us every need met. Nobody else can meet the need the way you can, Heavenly Father. Because your word never void. And you never let us down, Father. So, Lord, we just want to thank you today, Lord. Thank you for mercy and grace in our life, Lord God. Thank you for keeping us, Lord. Lord, you said in your word, Lord God, cast all our cares on you. I bring in sisters before you that foul spirit come against their mind, Lord Jesus. Oh, God, have mercy. But we know, Lord, that your word tells us you gave us a sound mind. So, Heavenly Father, I ask you to continue to strengthen our lives. She will stand, Lord God. Oh, God, your promises is all we have, and we know your promises is real, Lord God, because they do work. Help us to be patient and to be tolerant, because your word never fails us. Your word never fails us. Father, we thank you for watching over our sisters that is going through trials today, Lord. Help her to come to know that you never leave her, Lord God. Continue to strengthen her through these times, Lord God, because we know, Father God, that you did not tell her that she has to be down with cancer. But that foul spirit of disease come against her body, Lord. And Lord God, we praying in your word, Lord God. And we claiming healing for be healing in our body. Because we know your promises said, Lord God, that by your stripe we will heal. Oh God, we thank you for mercy and grace, Lord. Thank you for watching over each and every one of us, Heavenly Father. Because we know, Lord God, that your promises is real. We pray for each and every one of our brothers and sisters on the prayer line, Lord God, that they continue to stand strong and boldly, Lord God. The adversary shall not have dominion and not have authority over the word of God. So help us to continue to stand, Father God. Because, Lord, you are the God that heal, you are the God that deliver. There is no God like you, Heavenly Father, because your promises never fail us, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for mercy and grace, Lord. Thank you for granting us favor each day, Lord God, because every day we wake up, you give us favor, Lord God. So, Lord, we thank you for favor in our life, each and every one of us, Lord. Thank you for watching over our children, Lord God. Lord, you see all that is going on in this world today, but according to the word, Lord, nothing is new under the sun, Father God. Wars and rumor of wars, we know that these things shall come. Oh, God, help those to stand faithful against this false spirit that come against them with fear. Help them to know, Lord God, that you are the author and finisher. You know everything that goes on. Oh, Father God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for making a way, Lord Jesus, for each and every one of us, Lord. Help us to continue to stand faithful in your word, Lord God. Continue to bless the head of the prayer line, Lord God. We bind up anything that come against her in the name of Jesus. And we ask you, Lord, to continue to strengthen her through all things, Heavenly Father. Because your word tells us, Lord, pray for those that is in authority. We pray for our president, Lord Jesus. Help him to be strong no matter what, Lord. Help him to be strong and take counsel from you, Lord God. Let him give him a ears to hear your word, Lord God, that he make right choice. And the vice president too, Lord God, have mercy. because these are some trial times, Heavenly Father. You see it all. But you said we must pray for those that is in authority so we can live a peaceful life, Lord God. Help us to continue to stand faithful, Lord. Lord, I love you and I praise you and I glorify you and you alone, Lord God. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen.
You unmuted me.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Glory to your name, Father. There is none like you, Father, and nobody can do us like you do us. Here we are again, Father God, gathered in your name. Hallelujah. Here we are again, Father. Hallelujah. As we gather in the name of Jesus, asking you for your mercy and for your grace, dear God. We thank you, Father God, for watching over us and keeping us and protecting us and leading us and guiding us, dear God. We thank you for never leaving or forsaking us. We thank you, God, from where all blessings flow. We thank you, God, that we are yours. We belong to you. We are your children, and we are called by your name. We thank you, God, for all that you're doing and going to do. Blessed be the name of the Lord God, for you are good. Hallelujah. And your mercies endure forever, God, throughout all generations. We thank you for your mercy today, God, that you watched over us and you watched over our family, dear God. You watched over the children. God, you kept us under your care. And we just want to say thank you. We thank you, God, that you watched over us even the night before, and you didn't allow any hurt, harm, or danger to come near us and our dwellings. And we just want to thank you, God. We thank you, God, hallelujah, for all you've done and about to do. We believe, God, in our hearts, hallelujah, that you are not done with us yet, and greater things are about to come. So we just want to say thank you. We thank you, Father God, that every need we have is met in you, Jehovah Jireh. You are the one that provides for us. God, in the midst of everything that's going on, you got us. Hallelujah. And we will never walk in lack or any other thing in Jesus' name. So we thank you, Jehovah Jireh. We thank you, hallelujah, for being there for us, dear God, and our families. We thank you, God, for even blessing the neighborhoods, God, that we live in the name of Jesus. So, God, we come boldly now to your throne of grace, and we ask you for mercy, God. There are many that's sick among us, Father God, but we know that you already sent your word to heal us, Jehovah Rapha. We thank you, God, that there is not a disease that is named in the earth that's higher than you. We come against cancer, and we come against liver, lung, kidney diseases. We come against glaucoma and high blood pressure and blood disorders. We come against dementia and Alzheimer's. We come against every disease, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come boldly now to your throne of grace, and we know that we can ask you for mercy, God. And we know that you hear us, Father, in the name of Jesus. So we're believing you for miracles, God, like never before, in the name of Jesus. In time like these, we need a Savior.
In times like these, we need a solid rock, and you are that rock, dear God. We know that, God, in the midst of everything that's going on in the world now, that you are still God. We know that you see it. We know that you saw it even before it got here. As we lift up people here, God, in the United States, we ask that you keep us safe from all hurt, harm, and danger. We're praying for the president, vice president, the House and the Senate, and all of those folk, God, that make decisions that would affect our lives. We are praying, God, that you give them wisdom. You show them how to go out and how to come in the precious name of Jesus. We're praying, God, as the president have to make bold decisions during this time, God, we ask that you keep him covered with the blood of Jesus, him, God, before you in the name of Jesus. Let him know, Father, that he needs you more than any advice from anybody. So, God, we're praying for the president in this hour, God, in Jesus' name. And we come against the wars and rumors of wars and all of that stuff, God, that might be one day on our homeland. We're asking, God, that you keep that thing from overtaking us in the name of Jesus. We pray for those that are at war now, God, the Ukrainians and Russia. We're praying, Father God, that Russia don't get an advantage over them and destroy that city. We're praying for their safety. We're praying for the refugees. We're praying for those people, Father God, that's running for their lives. And God, even in all of the midst of everything that's going on, we still see racial injustice. And God, we come against that in the name of Jesus, because we all was created by you, and we all belong to you. So, Father, we are praying that in the midst of this war and in the midst of everything that's going on, that we know that you're still in charge. We know that you know it was coming even before it got here. But we are praying for those lives, God, that will be saved in the name of Jesus. We pray most of all, God, that they will hear about Jesus. Oh, God, we know that there are missionaries and people of God all over this world. And we are praying, Father God, that in this hour that they have that chance to witness and to evangelize in Jesus' name. Because, God, we know some lives are going to be lost. But we know, Father God, that Jesus came to save the whole world. Everybody won't be, but we are praying that the word will still go forth with power and with the anointing in Jesus' name. Father, we just thank and praise you. We know, Father God, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and every tongue, God, that rises up against us shall be condemned. We're thanking you, Father God, that we are the head, not the tail, above only God, never beneath. We thank you, God, that everything we touch will prosper, Father, in the precious name of Jesus. And we ask your protection, God. We got to have you. We got to have you in this hour, God, like never before. So we are thanking you, God, that you don't even just protect my house, but you protect all homes, everybody that's on this prayer line. God, those that pray and those that listening in. God, bless us in a way, Father God, that we'll be able to go out and tell somebody about Jesus during this time. And I pray, God, that we don't walk in fear, but we walk in power and authority that you've given to your body. God, I ask in the precious name of Jesus, that you continue to move by your power and by your grace. Because, God, you never change. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are mighty, God. You are awesome, God. You are right now, God. You are on time, God. And you will never leave nor forsake us. So, Father God, we just want to praise you because you're worthy. You're worthy of all our praises. For the joy of the world is our strength.
So help us to continue to walk in strength, walk in that power and authority, dear God. And help us, Father God, to continuously pray. Pray about everything. Everything becomes a prayer a matter, dear God, in Jesus' name. And God, we just leave the consequences up to you. Have your way, Father God. Move by your spirit and power in the precious name of Jesus. So, Father God, we do just thank you. We thank you for those, again, on the line tonight, God, the suffering from anything, any sickness, any diseases, anything going on in their families, God. Bless them and keep them, Father God, and help them to keep their focus and their eyes on you, the author and the finisher of our faith. Help us, God, not to waver, not to be over here today and over there tomorrow, but help us, God, just to continue call on the name of Jesus and know that if you said it, it will come to pass. So, Father God, I ask that our prayers not be in vain as we come together tonight just to lift you up. And we believe what you say because your word will not come back void. It will accomplish everything that it sent out to do. So, Father God, even when they talk about economics and everything that's going to happen, help us not to walk in fear, Father God, because you did not give us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. And you're going to watch over us. I don't care what the gas prices go. God, we're going to have more than enough. And not only more than enough for us, God, but I'm believing we're going to have enough to even help those in need, Father God. Help us always to be there for one another. Even as I lift up those, Father God, don't even here in the United States, God, who refugees in their own country, they don't have a place to lay their heads, Father God. They're in the streets tonight. They don't know where their next meal is coming from. So I am praying for them, God. I'm praying for those out there that have mental health problems and they don't know what to do. But, God, we know that all power is in your hand and that you can change anything. So we're praying for them tonight, God. We're praying that somebody somewhere, Father God, will come to their rescue for those that want to be, because we also know that there are people out there because they choose to be. But we're praying for those, God, that don't have a place to lay their head tonight. We're asking that you watch over them and keep them. As we pray, God, for one another, that we will all walk in good health and be who you've called us to be. And, God, we pray for those people that have charge and authority over us. You told us to do it. And that includes the police department. That includes the firemen. That includes the doctors and nurses and all of those first responders, God. Bless them tonight, God. Keep them under your care. Even for those care workers, God, who have lost jobs because they refuse to be vaccinated or any other thing, bless them, God, and keep them. Bless them for the great works and sticking to it that they have done, Father God, and make a way for them so that their family would not go in lack. In the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon us all, Father God, because we all need you. We all need you. I don't care what else we run out of. We got to have Jesus. So, Father, we just thank you tonight for being who you are. We thank you for watching over us and keeping us. We thank you that you are a protector, God. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. And we will say of the Lord, you are our refuge and our fortress. God, we know that you got us under your wings. And we are hidden from all hurt, harm, and danger. So, God, we just thank you and we bless you tonight. For the Lord is our shepherd. And we shall never want, God. We shall never lack. And we're going to always be protected and be safe. So, God, I pray tonight that everybody on this line tonight have what they need and have some of what they want. In the name of Jesus. Thank you for Pastor BJ, and bless her, Father God. I thank you that she'll never walk in lack. I thank you that every thing in her life, God, is already provided for. I ask that you continue to bless her and her family, God. Keep them under your care. God, we love you, we praise you, we honor you, and we give you glory, because there is none like you. There is none like you, Father God. And we can always run into you and be saved. So, God, we just give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you thanks. And we thank you for listening to us. We thank you for this meeting, God. And we put all things in your hand, God, because you care for us. In the precious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Heavenly Father, we come before your presence. We are in appreciation, Lord God, for you being the true and living God. Thank you so much, hallelujah, that we can call upon your name, hallelujah, knowing that you hear us, Father. We thank you for the prayers that have already went forward, Father God, in Jesus' name, and we touch and agree with them, and we thank you, Lord God, that they have reached your throne room into your ears, and we thank you, Lord God, that you are presently releasing, Lord God, responses and answers to the prayers that have already been prayed. Father God, you've already, Lord God, known about every situation that each person faced. And we thank you that you're El Shaddai, the all-sufficient one. You are Jehovah Jireh, our provider, Jehovah Rapha, our healer. God, you are the great I am. Yes, you are. You're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Thank you for the Lord Jesus Christ that sit at your right hand making intercession for us. Father, we come before your presence, and we, Lord God, we love you. We thank you that you love us so much. Hallelujah. And you provide. Hallelujah. You've already provided what we stand in need of before the situation or the circumstance. You've already handled those situations. And I thank you, but you taught us that men ought always pray. And we'll bring our, you said, to cast our cares upon you, for you care about us. Hallelujah. I appreciate you so much. I give you praise this afternoon, this evening. I give you glory. I give you honor. Lord God, you are so good. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. The songwriters say, God, you've always been by my side. And I pray that my other brothers and sisters in Christ feel the exact same way. Hallelujah. Nothing has taken you by surprise, Father God. Hallelujah. Jesus, we appreciate you sitting at the right hand of the Father, even making intercession for us. And we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Father. And we invite your Holy Spirit to, Lord God, not just live in us, but we be with us and help us. Help me to pray, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we invite your Holy Spirit to give us guidance during each situation. Even as we was on the prayer line, Lord God, listening to the prayers, I've received texts about other people needing prayer. So, Father, I just thank you right now in the name of Jesus. And I pray, oh, Lord God, that every situation, hallelujah, that you already know about and those prayers that we've already prayed, I thank you for manifesting deliverance, healing, salvation. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Praise you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Lord God, that you care, hallelujah, about every person. We lift up Minister BJ, Lord God. Hallelujah, and touching agreeing with Pastor Bird that all of her needs are met, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh, Lord God, against any distractions in the name of Jesus. We come against, Lord God, the devil of division, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Lord God, that we will remain focused. Lord God, I thank you that you already knew about, Lord God, the enemy of Ukraine, Lord God, the Russians, Lord God. And we lift them up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for our leaders everywhere, because we realize, Lord God, People need help, Lord God, in the earth today. God, we ask you to forgive us for our sins, Lord God, especially the body of Christ, because you taught us in 2 Chronicles, praise God, 7:14. Lord God, hallelujah, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, God, have mercy upon us and help us to let go of anything that's not like you in the name of Jesus. Govern our lives according to your will, your purpose and plan, your word, hallelujah, your divine Holy Spirit. Guide us, O Lord God, and help us to be quick to be in obedience to what you say. So we pray, Lord God, for the body of Christ, the leadership, and the family of God. But God, we thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that you see every situation in the name of Jesus. We pray, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you help our leaders, the president, the vice president, Lord God, those, Lord God, in positions of authority. We pray, O Lord God, that you help our governors, the lawmakers, in the name of Jesus, the judges, the Lord God, the police force, Lord God. We pray for our teachers and, Lord God, our school staff. We pray for the, Lord God, the medical and health care staff, in the name of Jesus, those in psychiatric facilities, nursing homes, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, those in prison, those who have been locked up, Lord God, and they did not do anything to deserve it. We pray for them. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, and we thank you that your way is so much far past ours. Even when the enemy was doing something, meaning it for bad, you turn it around for good in the name of Jesus, and you worked it out in our favor because you said all things work together for good to them that love you, who are called according to your purpose. Father, have mercy. Have mercy, dear God. We pray, oh God, for our military, Lord God, those who are in positions of leadership so they'll know exactly what to do. We pray for safety of our military. We pray, oh Lord God, hallelujah, strength to the Ukrainians, Lord God, and they're fighting, Lord God, against the enemy that's trying to come and take over their land in the name of Jesus and control of them, Lord God. We pray that it shall not turn out the way the enemy expects. We pray, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that everything the enemy, every trap, every scheme, every plot that he's trying to do, we pray that it shall not, Lord God, come to fruition. We pray that it is null and void in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you that you said that whatsoever we ask you, Father, in Jesus' name, you would give it to us so that our joy would be full. We thank you, Heavenly Father, hallelujah, that no weapon formed against your people shall prosper. And, Lord God, we thank you that every tongue that rises against us falsely, you shall condemn. Thank you, Lord God, you have a hiding place. Glory be to God. Even the body of Christ and members of the family of God are seated in heavenly places in Christ even now. Hallelujah, Lord God. Help us, Lord God, in the name of Jesus in this hour. Father God, we just lift up, Lord God, those that are going through. Remember those, Lord God, that are lost loved ones. God, in the name of Jesus, we lift them up to you. We pray, oh, Lord God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for Miss Tammy, one of our former South Carolina women directors, or her. She lost her youngest son today in a car accident, and we lift her up. We pray, God, only you can bring the comfort that she stands in need of and her family, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, for her son's wife and the children, the four children that are left behind. We lift up this family, Lord God, and we pray your divine Holy Spirit, let us know what we can do, Lord God, to help ease their pain in Christ Jesus' name. We pray for them, Lord God. We know that you're able to do exceeding abundant above all that we ask or think. We lift up, Lord God, Sister Corky's son-in-law who has to have a heart catheterization, Miss Melanie, Lord God, who has been diagnosed with breast cancer. We pray for Deb Houchins, Lord God. Her stepson, Lord God, started on morphine, Lord God. We lift him up. God, you know all about the situations. Miss Corky's, she has arthritis, Lord God, and sciatic nerve trouble. We pray, oh God, that the sword of the Spirit with your anointing, Lord God, will be released, Lord God, in her body from the top of her head to the sole of her feet, and others who may have arthritis and sciatic nerve pain. We pray, God, that your spirit, Lord God, will release the divine deliverance in their body. We speak deliverance for them in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Ain't nothing too hard for you, Lord God. I learned a long time ago when I was a little girl, that you are a big God and you're able to do anything but fail. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, we pray, hallelujah, for Malia, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we lift her up and our family. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we lift up people who are struggling in their marriages, Lord God. We know the enemy is trying to come against everything that you created that was good. And you want people to be married, Lord God. You want them, Lord God, to treat each other right, Lord God. We pray, oh God, that you would deliver those marriages in the name of Jesus and pray that people will show kindness one to the other. We pray, oh God, that you would, Lord God, have mercy upon those who have hate in their heart, God. Let people know, make them aware that they cannot get to you if they have hate in their heart for someone else. And, Lord God, you said, how in the world can we say that we love you who we have not seen and hate our brothers who we see? So, Lord God, help us to be delivered from this type of behavior in the name of Jesus. We pray for divine, hallelujah, deliverance and salvation. We pray that you give us liberty and freedom, Lord God, from sickness and pain and suffering, Lord God, of addictions and stronghold. We pray the sword of the Spirit will break and destroy the yoke of every bondage that people are dealing with. Yes, sir, because you're able to do it all with the blink of your eye, Father God. We thank you, Lord God. And if someone must need go through a situation, Lord God, I know that you're going to work it out for good in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Father, we are praying the prayer of faith, trusting that you're able and you can, Lord God, work every situation. I can't name them all, but I know you know all the situations, Lord God. You know all the circumstances. You know, Lord God, hallelujah, how you taught us, Lord God, hallelujah, to bring our cares to you, Lord God. You will perfect that which concerns us. Lord, you're going to work it out. Help us just to continue to trust in you. As Sister Alexander say, hallelujah, pray, hallelujah, know who you are in the name of Jesus. Trust God, hallelujah, in spite of what the situation. Let's stop, take our eyes off some of the situations and put our eyes on the fact that you are great and you are a mighty God. Hallelujah. There's nothing too difficult, nothing too hard. Your hand is not shortened where you cannot save. And we realize that if we live on earth, we're liable to face some situations that are not pleasant. But we thank you that, as it says in Psalms 23, even though we walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we are fear no evil, for you are with us. Lord, I love you this evening. I bless you this evening. I praise you. I ask you for help for so many situations. I thank you for those who have had surgeries, Lord God, and who are scheduled to have surgeries. We pray, God, that you'll bring them through it and give them victory on the other side in the name of Jesus. On this side of heaven, praise God, not after they get to heaven, but let me be very clear. We want them, Lord God, you to bring them through the surgery and give them a great and mighty rapid release of healing once they've had the surgeries. Remember those who are scheduled, Lord God, to have surgeries. We thank you, Lord God. We thank you for, Lord God, healing the eye conditions, healing the toothaches, healing the hearts, Lord God, the broken hearts. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Father, in the name of Jesus, help us, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, to do what we can while we're here in the earth, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord God, to be a blessing to our neighbors, Lord God. Let us, Lord God, live a life so that your love and your light is illuminated in us so much so that others are drawn to you, not unto us, but unto you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Because contrary to the popular opinion today, the world, Lord God, needs Jesus. And we pray that you use us as you see fit to help, Lord God, get people to you in the name of Jesus. We love you, Father, this evening. We bless you. We pray for our brothers and sisters on this line, those, Lord God, hallelujah, that need special deliverance and special healings. We pray for Sister McCormick in the name of Jesus and her family, Lord God. Love on her, Lord God. Pray for her daughters, Lord God. You know what her daughter Teresa has to go through, and we pray, God, if she must need to go through that, I know you're not going to let her go through it by herself, but we're believing that you, Lord God, will release supernatural miracle in her life. In the name of Jesus, we pray for her sister. We pray for the grandchildren, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray for Pastor Bird. In the name of Jesus, her needs met. Nothing missing, nothing broken, Lord God. Everything regulated in her body. In Jesus' name, Lord God, hallelujah. We lift up Pastor Sims in the name of Jesus. We pray for Minister BJ, Lord God. Bless her, her family, in the name of Jesus. And God, we're not going to stress over what's going on in the earth, but we're going to be trusting you. We lift up Sister Alexander, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Brother Black, in Christ Jesus. Lord God, Sister Brenda, in the name of Jesus. All of your people, Lord God. And we pray for our families, our loved ones. God, you know it's our heart desire that they are living, Lord God. Hallelujah, in the fear and admonition of you, Lord God. And they are living, Lord God, like they know that they are saved. But we pray for salvation, deliverance, and healing in all of our families' lives in Jesus' name. Help us, Lord God. We bless you now. We praise you. We love you. We worship you, and we honor you. Holy Spirit, I ask you to continue to intercede on all of our behalf. So much to pray about, Lord God. But we know that you can handle every situation. Help us. And Holy Spirit, if you don't let us know what to do, we'll be walking blind. And I know that we're not walking blind because we have the love and the power of God with us in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you right now. We bless you. We praise you. Once again, we love you. Thank you, Jesus, for what you're doing. Holy Spirit, continue to intercede for us. It's in the precious and holy name of Jesus that I pray this prayer of faith in Jesus' name. And we count it done in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you.
Amen, amen, God. We just thank you. First of all, I touch and agree with all the prayers, amen, that's offered up in this place. We just thank you, Lord, for hearing us, God. How your eyes are open and how your ears are attentive, God, to the prayers offered up in this place, God. We thank you, God. Lord, we do not take it for granted. You are great. You are a great God. You are a good God. There's nothing you can't do, God. Lord, there's nothing that we go through that we can't be delivered from, God. There's nothing, Lord, even if we don't have, God, you will make it so that we will have, that you'll get the glory and your plan to be fulfilled in our lives, God, so you can be well pleased. God, we thank you, God. Hallelujah, God. We do lift up and touch and agree with our matriarch of and host of this mighty prayer line, God, divine connections, God. And Lord, yes, whatever she need, God, because you said the blessings of the Lord maketh rich and addeth no sorrow to it. And we just thank you. Add up no sorrow with it, God. We bless your name, how she's walking and bathing in your glory, how she's dwelling in your secret place, God, how she has the mind of Christ in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Anybody that comes against her, God, and her family, God, you work it out in their favor, God. And for their good. And if anybody blesses them, God, you bless them, God, 100-fold, God. Give them a bunker crop blessing, 1,000 times greater. Deuteronomy 1:11. Let it be 1,000 times greater. People bless the man and woman of God who has a mandate and a calling on their life, a high calling. God, we appreciate you. We thank you, Lord, how your glory surround us, how your angels encamped around us, God. Wherever the soles of our feet tread, Lord, is ours, God. We call those things which be not as though they were. Though an host may rise up against us. Enemy may come up to eat up our flesh. Our heart will not fear. Hallelujah. Just a couple of days ago, for about 2 days, I was in the bathroom and I felt a rip going over my stomach like I was sliced with a razor. I looked down and it felt so real. And I said, nah, I knew that was the enemy. And I had to bind that spirit of fear, that those evil works and its assignments. And then that very night, I had a dream that somebody pushed me back and took a razor and placed it on my stomach and said, no, no, it's all right, it's all right. And I woke up and I said, huh? And I knew that was evil. That was an all-out launched attack from the pits of hell. And I quoted every scripture of deliverance, of healing, of protection. And it was like almost an overwhelming fear that came against me all that night and all day. And I almost was afraid to get out my house. And I just kept calling on the name of the Lord. And I heard Mother Alexander, stand, stand, baby. And I just kept quoting scriptures. God has not given me the spirit of fear. That's a lie. I rebuke those dreams. Those are not mine. Oh, my God. And now I'm on the prayer line. I feel so much better. It's good to be around the saints of the Lord. It's good to be around the saints of the Lord doing right. Amen. Because the world is evil. The enemy has the world. But we're in the world, but not of the world. And I thank God so much. We're covered in his blood. We've been absolutely submerged, baptized in his blood. And I thank God for Psalms 91. Those things happen to the wicked. We behold with our eyes and see the reward of the wicked. We're on a safe ground. And I thank you because we're under the hedge of protection. And I thank God. Hallelujah. We are. Our siblings are. Our children and grandchildren are. Oh, my God. We have something to praise God about. Oh, my God. Lord, and we just bless you, God, and we just lift up our matriarchs and patriarchs that are still in those convalescent homes, that is in those rehabilitation centers. Lord, the ones who are like 80s and 90 years old, we bind the spirit of fear who even come to them in the name of Jesus, because it's a lie. We cast it back to the pits of hell from whence it came, and now we loose your glory to surround them, God. Lord, show them visions and dreams, God. Lord, restore the joy in them, God. Hallelujah. I just pray, God, send ministers by, Lord, that will brighten their days, God. And send family members by, God. Oh, Lord, to tell them they love them, God. Oh, Lord, let them rest assured that you got them no matter what, God. And even the ones that are on the prayer line that don't speak, God, bless them, Lord, one by one and name by name. Bless all their families, Lord, even like Mother Willette said, God. Hallelujah. The ones that are not on the prayer line today, some wish they can make it, some are working, some things might be going on, but Lord, we stand in the gap for them, God, in the name of Jesus. Yes, we stand in the gap for Ukraine, God. Even the leader who refuses to leave the people, God. Lord, bless him. Lord, and he has a right mind to serve you, God. Lord, that he open up his heart and mind and give all of his life to you, God. Lord, and you lead him and lead the people, God. Hallelujah, God. Thank you, Lord, it's provided for Ukraine, Lord, that things, good things are happening in spite of a tragedy, God. Hallelujah. They have a place of refuge, and it's in you, God. Hallelujah. And all the people of the earth that loves you, Lord, are just standing in the gap, stepping up, Lord, offering their services and giving, God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Yes, and we lift up Biden and Kamala Harris, God. Lord, that it'll be a spiritual common sense, not a worldly common sense. Lord, and that doesn't even make any sense. But, Lord, you make the sense in them, God, so that they can be led by your spirit and not the spirit of Antichrist, God. Lord, everything, Lord, that's happening, God, is against your, I would say against your word, but Lord, what the devil meant for evil, you turn it around for our good and your glory. You always do. And we just thank you for uncovering things and revealing things, God, because everything is going to come to the light, God. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord, for watching over all of us, God. Lord, no matter what we go through, God, Lord, your arm has been revealed to us, God. Your word, God. Jesus Christ, God. Hallelujah. The bright and morning star, the rose of Sharon, and the lily of the valleys, our master, savior, commander-in-chief, the Lord of all, Lord of hosts, Lord of lords, and King of kings, the master and lover of our soul, God. We bless your name. We lift you up. You are worthy to be praised. Nobody's worthy except you. You alone are worthy to be praised, God. We appreciate you and give you the glory. You're a holy, true, and righteous God. Hallelujah. You deserve it. You get it. No one else can stand accepting it. Lord, anyone that takes your glory is going to perish, because the glory belongs to you. It's yours alone. You can have it. We give it. And we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, McCormick, and then Pastor Sims.
Thank you, Jesus.
Who you say, Sister?
Oh, you praise
you. Brother McCormick and Thank Pastor Sims afterwards.
Okay, I didn't hear it. I'm sorry.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, we thank you, Lord.
Lord, bless your name.
Father, we come, Lord, this afternoon. We thank you, Father, for each and every one that have already prayed on tonight. We just give glory and honor to you, Lord God, for being so merciful and being so good to us, Lord God. And I just want to sing this little song, if I could just sing this little song before I start to pray. I always have a song in my heart. I'm learning how to lean. This is my sister's song. And depend on Jesus. He's my God. And he's my friend. I'm learning how to lean and depend on Jesus, yeah. And I found out if I trust him, he will provide. I'm learning how to lean and depend on my Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I come before you on this afternoon. Lord, I come just want to give glory and honor to you because you are the God that sits high, the God that sees, and a God that knows all things. And God, I just touch and agree with my sisters and brothers on this line on tonight that have already prayed because we know, God, that all things work together for good for those that love the Lord, for those that call according to his purpose. And so, God, we just give glory and honor to you, Lord God. Lord, we thank you right now, Lord God, for just taking us through our trials and our tribulation, Lord God. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, for the love that you have showed us, Lord God, how you just sent your son Jesus in the world, not to condemn the world, but through by him that this world be saved. God, we just thank you, Lord God. I just thank you, Lord God, for my health and my strength. I just thank you, Lord God, for the peace, Lord God, the joy that you give us. I just thank you, Lord God, for a change of heart and a change of mind. I thank you, Lord God, for the rain. Thank you, Father God, for the cool breeze, Lord God. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for waking me up this morning on a brand new day that I never seen before. You didn't have to do it, but you looked beyond my fault. You saw my needs. And so, God, I give you glory and honor. You are the one that touched my body. And if it had not been for you, Lord, I wouldn't be here on tonight. But I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you for the clean water that you give us to drink. You give us to bathe in. You give us to cook in. I thank you, Lord God, for that water, Lord God. So many don't have that clean water like we do. And it's just a blessing to know that we have it. And, Lord God, I just thank you for it on tonight. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the sunshine. I even thank you, Lord God, when I wake up in the morning and I can look at the sun and I can see the sun when the sun is out. I thank you for that, Lord God. I thank you, Heavenly Father, for the moon, for the stars in the sky, that you can see that, Lord God. So many, Lord God, can't, and it's just a blessing to know that we can, when we can see, that's a blessing to just thank God for these things that we already think is so small, but it's a big thing. It's a big thing. So, God, I just thank you, Lord. I even thank you for the dirt that I walk on, Lord God. I thank you for that, Lord, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, for just being so merciful, for being so good, for yet working out situations, for letting me know, God, that I can trust and I can depend on you as going through my trials and my tribulation. I can learn how to lean and depend on you because I can do what the Word of God said in Hebrews 4 and 16. It said, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may attain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And sure enough, we are living in a time of need now. Things are going on. Things are happening. But just thank God that we know that God is right there because he said in his word he would never, never leave us nor forsake us. And that's just enough right now to go on to know that our Savior say he would never leave us nor forsake us. So I praise you on today, God, and I glorify your name because you are worthy of the glory and honor on tonight, Lord God. I pray for those that don't know you on tonight, Lord God. I pray for that sinner man out there, Lord God, that don't know you, that's going on doing things. I pray that you will touch his heart before too late, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for those that saved, that they will, that their mind would be renewed, God, that their mind can be renewed, that where they may be going one way and going another way, let them know, God, there is a better way for us to go. Sometimes we think we're going right and we're going wrong. The Bible says there's a way that seems right unto men, but the end of that way is death. So help us, Lord God, to realize what we are going through. Realize that our mind need to be renewed in different problems and different situations in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, right now for obedient spirit, Lord God, for obedient spirit. I pray, Lord God, for others. I pray, Lord God, for the Christian leaders on tonight. I pray, Lord God, for healing, for the healing of the land, of the people on tonight. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you will forgive us for all our wrong and all our sins and all our things that we may have done wrong, when said things wrong and may have looked wrong, may have thought some things wrong, may have looked at touched wrong, whatever. I pray that you will forgive us for these situations. I pray, Lord God, for all the pastors in the land on tonight, Lord, that you would touch them all in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for a giving spirit on tonight, to learn how to give, not so much as giving in money, but giving in your time, giving in your free time in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, for just showing love to one another. I pray, Heavenly Father, for that we pray everywhere we go, not just on the prayer line, but everywhere and every step that we go, we pray, and we pray anytime. We always keep a prayer in our heart as we pray in the name of Jesus. I pray, Lord God, that we would be able to walk by faith and not by sight, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Heavenly Father. I thank you, Lord God, because in Isaiah 55:11 said, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the things that which I send it. So, God, as I send this word out to you on tonight by your Holy Spirit, I pray that you, Lord God, will intervene in these situations and work out these things that need to be done in all our lives. And so, God, I just want to say thank you, Lord God. I just pray, Lord, for more strength, Lord God, to be able to stand bold and be able to stand up and let somebody know that God is able. I don't care what's going on. I don't care what's happened. I pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that you, Lord, got the last say of this situation in the name of Jesus. All this stuff is going on in the land. I pray, Lord, that you will help us, Lord, to just keep our mind on you, just like always think about Mother Elizabeth, always think about how she said, know who you are in Christ. Just know. And so, God, I'm just praying that I would know who I am in Jesus Christ. I would know how to walk this journey. I would know how to do the things that I need to do, that I won't be just walking, just walk, but I mean what I say, and I say what I mean according to what your word say in the name of Jesus. So I pray for the world, God. I pray for people, Lord, because people are dying each and every day. There are so many things that are happening in the world, but we yet pray and we yet seek God and call on your name that you, Lord God, will help us to be able to stand, help us to go through, Lord God. So many sickness in the world, God, but you know that the word of God says, by your stripes we are already healed. So we thank you, Lord God, for knowing that we are already healed on tonight, and we can cast those cares on you because you care for us in the name of Jesus. So we pray, Lord God, for all those that's going through sickness, those that's going through sickness in their mind, for blood problems, for tumor, for kidney problems, arthritis, diabetes, or gout, or heart problems, or muscle problems, or ache, or flu, or allergy, or liver problems, or lupus, or breathing problems, a lung problem, eye problem, Alzheimer's, Lord God. Praying, Lord God, for those that have a thyroid problem, or those that might be going through a cancer. We know, God, that all these things, there's a lot of more I can call out, but God have already done it. He did it on the cross. He did it 2,000 years ago. He said, with his strength, we are healed, and we claim it, and we bind up the hand of the devil because he has no authority over us. We rebuke him right now. We plead the blood of Jesus on the enemy right now because he has no authority over us in the name of Jesus. So, God, help us to stand. Help us to keep our minds focused on you, Lord. Help us to continue to pray for that person that's standing side of the road, that's holding that sign up, that don't have food. And Lord God, if we have the money, if we got can help them, help us to go and help us. But help us to be wise when we go to these folks, Lord God, because we never know. So we got to be wise when we go up to someone these days and time, because we just don't never know if it's a trick or what it might be. So God, help us to have our eyes open in the spiritual realm as we walk this journey, as we go through these situations, because we know, God, that you are able to lead us, you're able to guide us, and you're able to direct us. Help us to have that ear to hear what the Spirit says to us as we walk this journey in the name of Jesus. And so, God, we just want to thank you, Lord God. We thank you for the peace, Lord, the peace you said in John 14:27. You said, peace I leave with you. You said you left some peace with us. My peace I give unto you, not as the world give unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, and neither let it be afraid. So you have left us some peace that we don't have to be worried about even though sometimes we do get that way. But then we know, and we begin to think about what the word say, we begin to say, Lord, I know that that peace is right there in my heart. I know it's in my heart. I know that you have already kept me, and you always doing this situation for me. So we pray, Lord God. We pray for all our sisters and brothers in Christ in the name of Jesus. And we pray, Lord, for all the prayer warriors on tonight that's on the line. We pray, Lord God, and we thank you for the one that have already called my name out right now in the name of Jesus. We pray for Pastor Hubbard on tonight. We pray for her family. We pray that you will bless her, Lord, and keep her, Lord God. We pray that you'll continue to give her heart desire. We pray, Lord, that she won't want for nothing, Lord God, that you will, Lord, pour out a blessing on her, Lord, like never before, God, even her family, even her children, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Prophet Burns. We ask you to look on her, give her heart desire, continue to work situation out for her, Lord God. Continue, Lord God, to bless her, Lord God. Continue to use her the more, God, in the name of Jesus, and bless her family, Father. Bless, Lord God, Mother Alexander, Lord God. We just pray for this woman, God, that you'll continue to use her in these days and time, Lord God. Continue to bless her family, too, in the name of Jesus. Lord, give her what she desires to have, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on Minister Willett, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for her. We pray that you will bless her, her home, in the name of Jesus. Keep her, Lord God, as she continue to bring your word forth, being able to stand bold in that word. We pray, Lord God, for Brother Black. God, we know that you know his heart, his mind. We know you're able to deliver him for all things that he may be going through in the name of Jesus. God, we pray that you are just working all out for him right now in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, Lord God, for Minister Stem. Lord God, we ask you to look on her on tonight. We pray that you will just continue to have mercy on her. And you knows what she needs, God. You knows her condition right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray that you will just pour out blessings on her too, in the name of Jesus. Touch her family, touch her children, touch her family, all of them, in the name of Jesus. And look on Sister Brenda, Lord God, Minister Brenda. God, we pray that you'll bless her children. Bless them all, God, and work all things out for her good, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look on Pastor Betty on tonight, Lord God. We pray for her, God, in a special way, Lord God, that you'll continue, Lord, to do things for her, God. Continue to move on her. Continue to take her through, Lord God, the things that she desires to have, the things that maybe she's not even saying nothing about. But you know all about it. You know her heart and her mind. So, God, we pray for her in the name of Jesus. And look on Rachel, Lord, God. Look on Rachel, her daughter, God. We pray for her, God. You know her heart, God, gets heavy sometimes. But you know how to deliver her, God. You know how she know how to give her that word to cast her cares on you for you care for in the name of Jesus. And anybody else, Lord, and her daughter, and anybody else that might be on the line, God, we ask you, the Lord, to bless them all, God, because we all need you. We all are going through one thing of another. We all need you in a very special way. And God, keep us, Lord, as we walk this journey. Help us to keep our focus and keep our mind on you. And we pray for the President of the United States, the Vice President. We pray for the law enforcement. We pray for the doctors and the nurses. We pray for those that's in stores and in different places. And we pray, Lord, for this gas, how this gas is going up. We even pray for how food is going up. But we know, God, that you said that you will supply our every need. You said you will supply our needs to your rich in glory. So, God, we just thank you for everything that you're doing. We ask you to forgive us. Keep us, Lord, as we walk this journey. Take us through. And we pray, God, that you'll bless my family, too. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. My sister, the song is just saying, all up in my spirit. And I know they call on me to pray, but it's all right. I'd like to just say just one little verse in it. And this was just, what a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on his arm. And then it says, I have blessed peace with my Lord so near, leaning on his arm. Oh, I learned how to live and depend on Jesus. He's my friend and he's my guide. I learned how to live and depend on Jesus. And I found out If I trust him, he will provide. And that song, that's just double confirmation. I thank the Lord for his mercy tonight, and I will go ahead and do what they asked me to do. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you tonight giving you praise, honor, and glory because you are a mighty and a strong God, Lord. We know you're able to do everything. And Father, we just thank you for teaching us how to lean and depend on you because your word is true. And the more we're in your presence, the more we talk to you, the closer we get to you, Lord. And the more we learn that you are a just and a mighty God, and you will do just what you say you will do. And no need to panic if you in Christ Jesus, and he is your Lord and Savior. Whatever comes upon us, he will provide a way out for you to escape. And Lord, we love you tonight. We just give you honor and glory. We thank you for all these prayers that's going up before me, Lord God. We thank you for each and every one that's on this line in their proper and prospective places. We thank you for the leader of this prayer line that we are lifting her up tonight. Everybody that's prayed, I think, has lifted her up before the Lord because of her great work, her mighty work, and her steadfastness in coming and having a place for us to run, a place to come and be, a place to pray, a place to gain strength. Lord, we know that we're living in perilous times. There's a lot going on that's wrong, but there's a lot going on that's right. And Father, we know that you are God that is able to do all things. In fact, in the Bible it says, is there anything, hallelujah, impossible with God? And it comes back a resounding no, it's nothing impossible with God. But you got to trust and you got to learn how to lean and depend on. I'm so grateful tonight to even be here, to be on this line, to be able to say, if you just trust him and obey him, he will bring you through whatever it is. And nobody said it was an easy task. Nobody said that you wouldn't be knocked down. But if you knock down, you get back up again because you know who your Father is. And he's a kind, loving Father. He loves you. And I read, I think I mentioned it to you all before, I read in Zephaniah, in the book of Zephaniah, where it said, the Father sings over us with rejoicing, like a mother sings to her baby a lullaby. He loves us so much that he sings over us with rejoicing. He saved us. He died. He sent his son to come and die on Calvary's cross that we all might live and have life more abundantly. And we do give him honor and praise tonight. Father, we do pray for the world at large, everywhere where men and women, girls and boys need you, Lord. They need you. They need a blessing. And Father, not only the careless and the unconfessed, but it's a lot of Christians, Father, that are falling by the wayside. But Father, we ask you to send your strength. And you already told us in your word that you sent angels to watch over us and to keep us from injury and harm, Father. If we just believe and hold on, we know if we trust you, you will provide. Father, we pray for the elderly and the little children that are being abused all over the land and country, Lord. We pray, Father, that you would let truth ring out all over this world and all over this country and expose lies and liars. Let the world know that this is not the way, that this is the way. Walk in it. And he tells us that a lot of people, we have faith. Some people have faith in their money, they have faith in their friends, they have faith in their job, but he tells us to have in God. And that's where you get your blessing. You have faith in God and positive thinking. And all of that is good. But you still have to know the creator of the book that we read that is a guideline. Father, we love you and we praise you. We honor you.
And Father, we pray for every soul on this line. All of some of the names have been called, and we thank you for that. It feels good to know that somebody is praying for you that knows the Lord. But we pray for each and every one, those that wanted to be on here and couldn't be on, the ones that was trying to get on and forgot, or whatever, we pray a blessing upon them. And, Lord, we just give you the honor and the glory, Father. We send these prayers up in our open heaven, Father, and we ask, Lord God, that you receive all these prayers, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father, and if there's anything that we neglected, anybody on this line neglected to pray for that we should have prayed for, Lord, granted by your grace and your mercy. Thank you, Father. We just thank you and we praise you, Father, for all of the good and kind blessings that you have thought upon us, Father. We ask the Father that you keep us walking upright in your way, Lord God, that nothing knocks us out of the path and that we will go back up. Not have the faith that we should, not hold on to the word. Lord, we love you. We praise you. We give you honor. We give you glory. And we do ask all these blessings in the strong, powerful, and mighty name of Jesus. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, sir, Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah.
Glory be unto the Most High God for all of powerful and anointed prayers that came forth to this night. Praise God. We're going to go ahead and take some prayer requests now for those that have some things on their heart. Yes.
Can I hear you?
Go ahead.
Brother Black.
Yes, ma'am.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Waiting.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Yes, ma'am.
You were talking. Oh, God was just moving in my spirit as you were talking. And I'm trying to give you this the way he gave it to me. And cut means to divide. Cut, this is a spiritual thing that you felt. And this is what God gave me. Hebrews 4:12, it says, for the word that God speaks is alive and full of power, making it active, operative, energizing, and effective. It is sharper than any two-edged sword, penetrating to the dividing line of the breath of life and the immortal spirit and the joints and the marrow of all nature, exposing and sifting, analyzing and judging the very thoughts and purposes of the heart. God is going to take you deeper into that anointing of the prophetic that's upon your life. You're going deeper.
I can't hear you.
You heard me?
I'm going to be what? He's going to take me deeper into the prophetic because of the anointing of my life.
Deeper into that prophetic because that's the call on your life.
Okay.
And what you felt was that spiritual cut. That was spiritual that you felt. And God is taking you deeper. God is taking you deeper in the call that he's called you to do. Even as Peter was speaking in Acts, and it shall come to pass in the last days, says the Lord, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. You're going to start seeing things. You're going to start seeing things because God is going to use you in these end times like never before. You need to get a pad and begin to write what God speaks to you. And it's for the body of Christ. But see, God spoke twice. You felt it, and then you dreamed about it. And the devil came in and tried to bring in fear. But I want you to know that was from God. God is going to take you deeper into some things.
Amen.
I believe God for that, that you just said, because when you were speaking, I was saying, oh, that sounds spiritual, but I just left it alone and went on. Then I said, Pastor probably have something, but as the prayers went forth, I forgot about opening the door, but thank God you always be bold enough to go ahead and say, so I'm glad the Lord bless.
I have a question. What does that cut mean? What does that cut mean? That's...
You know what?
Oh, you missed that part. Okay, go ahead.
I looked up the word when I was sitting here. Cut came to me, and I asked, what is that definition of cut? And the definition of cut says, make a opening incision, a wound, and with a sharp edge too. That was when it came to me about, for the word of God is alive, and it talks about how it divides.
Yeah.
And that
wow.
came to me. And another definition, it was saying to separate and to divide. That's what a cut does.
Mm-hmm.
Separate and it divides.
Wow. Amen. Amen. I could see a lot.
Praise God. Praise God. But woo. Just watch out. You're going to start seeing things. You're going to start having dreams and visions. Write them down. God will let you know
okay.
what you mean.
Amen. I receive that in Jesus' name. Thank you.
Praise God.
Amen.
And also, my brother, don't expect as the Lord bless and reveal things, as the prophet says, and it's for the body of Christ, don't expect everything to be said. And when God do release you to speak things, that everybody is going to take it with joy, embrace it. Some will and some will not, but your requirement is to do what God told you to do and speak as he's given you. I can't remember whether it was Ezekiel or Jeremiah, when he says something about whether they hear, whether they forbear, you know, you're still going to have to speak. So the main thing of it is just being obedient and put it in God's
yes.
hands. So don't take offense one way or another, because everybody that he gives you for the body of Christ is not going to be lay people. And even with them or mature, well-established people and whatever like this that are supposed to be in the gospel, that don't mean they're always open to hear the Spirit of God say it. Others will embrace them wholeheartedly and glad to hear it. But you must just be in obedience to the Spirit of the Lord. And you say, write it down and just listen to wait to when the Lord give it to you to release and stand on it.
Okay.
Your head like planting your feet like hinds feet for to carry out what he wanted. Like he told Jeremiah, be not dismayed of their faces.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yes. Wow. Amen. I receive that in Jesus' name. Wow.
Praise God. You finished, Pastor?
Yes.
I mean, I just want to make sure the door is open, just whether it's him or anybody else before we go on.
Yeah, I can feel the shift in the atmosphere. It's like peaceful but silent.
mm-hmm.
Praise God. It's, oh, my God. Things are going to start happening that we're going to think is strange. But it's going to be of the Lord. Because this is a time that the enemy will try to intercept every thought God give you.
Mm-hmm.
Intercept it. And then you'll be wondering whether it's of God or whether it's of Satan. But God wants us to be so sharp in these last days that we will be able, he says, my sheep know my voice and the voice of a stranger they won't follow. But we're going to be so sharp that we're going to know it's God. I'm just going to share this is because this is happening to me. Ever since my sister died, I've dreamed about it every night, and the dreams was getting worse and worse. And I began to pray about it because it was like I was going to be the next one in line. That's what the devil was saying to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I started praying. And God told me, said, that is out of my character to torment you.
Amen.
Wow.
He said, that tormented spirit is not of me. That's of the enemy.
Amen.
Because I had spoke to Pastor BJ about it every night. And they were getting really, really bad. But when God spoke that to me, it opened my eyes and I began to just pray and thank God. Because you know that God will not torment us. And
that's right.
What I was dreaming about couldn't have been of God. It had to be from the enemy. So that's how God wants us to know that if it's not his word, it's not him. Anything that God has to line up with his word. And if it's not lining up, it's not of God. So we need to be careful what we receive, what we think is from God, and what is from the enemy. Because the enemy comes to deceive us and to throw us off of what God wants for us. So to the body, and that was for me, that we got to be careful how we receive the word of God, and we got to know the difference, whether that word is of God or the enemy.
Amen.
Amen, because they tried to pull something like that one time before, but not... You know, but it was, remember God had a message in some parts of the other part of the torment. And like we say, God don't torment. So thank God, glory to God. He just tried to come in another way again. But thank God he is a revealer of his word. Thank God for the anointing.
Amen.
And God got great plans for you. So that's his way to turn back around and try to intercept. But we know if we continue to pray, he's not going to have no victory. Because of the ones that God called to have these dreams and visions and interpretations of dreams, he tries to come in and counterfeit or try to come in to torment. But God has exposed it in another way now. He can't even come back in that way and get no victory. So help us all, Lord. And even sometimes when we wide awoke and he send words that are lies, so he can torment you sleep or woke. But we just got to be, like you said, know him, especially now. That word that you just gave us about even more so now, especially with the strange things, to know that how to disciple that it is God. And some of the things like we've been saying a while back, as we get closer to him and as he start releasing ourselves and get rid of our traditional ways, the more and more as he elevates us, some things that are going to transpire, that we got to know that what we call ourselves binding the devil. We are binding the hand of God, and he's trying to reveal some things to us, as we've been saying. So now it's telling us more and more, and that's adding to it that we really got to get in a place in him and get anchored and spend time with him and crucify this flesh the more
and find out what he's saying and know his voice to walk in it and not allow our old ways or traditional ways of what we're familiar with. He's trying to get us out of that familiar so that way when elevation comes, we got to get past, like we were saying before so many times, if you're a layperson, you become a supervisor, you do a different job. You're a supervisor, now you're a manager, now you're a CEO. All those different areas we elevated to go to another level. So we got to be the same way in the spiritual realm, open to the Spirit of the Lord, know his voice, and stay close to him so we'll know we won't be easily deceived in the walk by faith. So we praise God again for the word tonight. Amen.
Thank
you, Lord. Praise God. So if the Spirit of our Lord is finished with the prophet, we'll take some of those prayer requests. I know some was already said, but just if Mother or either Mother Willette, Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, would like for to join them more in the prayer, that they will call some names up tonight, then we'll take those, because sometimes when y'all pray in depth, I'll say it's already been prayed for, but y'all touched on it a little bit. So if there's something you want us to agree with, and anyone else that's online that has some prayer requests, we'll go ahead and take those at this time.
We'd like to pray for one of my church sisters in Irma. She has cancer, and she was such a healthy person now, and all of a sudden that false spirit jumped on her. And she's not.
The lady you talked about named D?
D, Thursday had told me that she's not feeling too good because she has to take these chemo.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he's not she alone, and got a next friend, I forget the girl name, the next one name, but she's a friend that I knew her, but that's me friend, but I also knew her too. Something that she, I think it's cancer, something like that. But B especially, I'd say I have to pray for B. And also, going to pray for Charlotte, because she's trying to get her weight back. Lost that weight, and she just don't like what she sees. She want to gain her weight back. Charlotte fussing about that weight. Well, the only way I can say about it is buying that fat. That's what I do.
Oh, Lord.
I could wear my skirt, so that means it's work.
Yeah. Health-wise, she need her weight back to balance, and then others need it off, you know, for to be healthy. So, Lord knows in both cases, in Jesus' name.
Amen, baby. Amen.
Yes, ma'am.
Amen. See that? We're binding that up, especially that foul spirit of cancer, though. Because
yes, ma'am.
Lord.
Many sister here talking about, you know, that foul spirit attacked the body, man. I believe in prayer.
Jesus.
I believe in prayer with that. I don't care how powerful these sicknesses. I believe prayer is the key for it, man.
Amen.
Yes, for faith and believing God is word.
Right, that's right.
Amen. I want y'all to pray also for my cousin CJ. I'm thinking he's either 26 or 27. He's been battling with cancer since he was 18. And he went last week. His dad put him in the hospital because he could not have bowel movements. And they did test and thing on him and found out that he now has colon cancer in several parts. So, like you're talking, that spirit of cancer is something, but just pray for him. He is he's had cancer and it has metastasized in various parts of his body, and he is getting very tired, but just keep him lifted up. her in prayer that, you know, God will be done. Just pray for healing for him in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
and also the nine, what did pray for Mary? Let's keep her pray, touching an agreement.
Prayers. What's wrong?
Just a moment. Someone's already talking, so just a minute. You say Mary need prayer for what?
Mary in Texas, our mind. You know, seems to enemy is messing with our mind. Sometimes she forget and doing things that she already done and keep going back to. And she tell me that she can't remember some of the stuff. And so I believe that, as I told her, pray about the mind. Remember, God gave us a sound mind. I believe it's the mind that going like that with her. One minute she's saying one thing, the next minute she called back again and said the same thing. I said, well, you just told me. But she had forgot.
She might be being attacked by dementia.
Oh, that mercy, yes. That girl. We got to bind
her. Yes, ma'am. It's so many things that people going through right now.
Yeah,
well, okay, I'm going to break these down in prayer. Anybody else? Two sound like I heard Mother Elsa in the background. I know I want Brother Black to take this one with and then Mother Alexander. I mean, okay, I'll let Mother also talk, and then I'll go and find these.
Okay. Oh,
sir?
Okay.
Yes?
Yes, ma'am? You got a prayer request?
No.
I just continue praying for my people, the ones I gave you the names. And let's pray for this war so that God can fight for these people.
Okay, you say pray for your people and also were you talking about the people in Ukraine?
Yeah.
So your family and the people in Ukraine then, okay.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
All righty then. Is that the last prayer request?
No, I have a prayer request, please.
Okay, Alfonso?
Yes, Alonzo.
Alonzo, yeah.
Alonzo. I just like for you to pray for me to have more strength and to keep going and pay for my daughter, Tammy, and my sisters and brothers and my whole family. And I'd appreciate it if the prayer warrior would stay on my prayer, praying for me every week. And thank you very much.
Well, praise God, we will then.
All right.
Pastor, I have a couple of, this is Pastor Sim.
Okay.
I have a couple of praise reports and some prayer requests where they're talking about the cancer. Well, I had three people that had asked for prayer for the cancer, Milton, Roman, and Frank. And then I'm asking for prayer for Roman and Frank. Frank
okay.
is in really bad shape, and so is Roman. And I'm asking for anybody that will like, they already said praying for people for cancer. And then we have another lady, her name is Renee, and her son was killed in an automobile accident about 2 years ago. And around this time of year, she's just grieving so hard and so lost, and just pray for people to in that grief that just can't seem, just locks them in. It's the spirit, and it just locks them down. And I want to give God the honor and the praises. On Thursday, I had to go in for my 6-month checkup to my primary care physician, and he didn't know what to say because I came in and so I'm like looking for a good report. I bought the good report, and it doesn't mean that everything is perfect, but it means that God is helping, healing, and he will deliver. And I had today to go to my gastroenterologist, and he was another one. Well, I don't see And all of them, it was trying to do surgery and trying to do this and do that, but God worked in my behalf, and I give him glory, and I give him praise, and I thank him for his matchless grace. I thank him for my brother Alonzo that just came on and how God is dealing with him and helping him to hold on fast. And I just ask you all to continue to pray for my family and those that I have named. And we just know so many wonderful things have happened from people praying on this line and other lines. I won't just try to be conclusive to this one, but this one is the one I know about. And we thank the Lord that Pastor Burton is doing so much better. And we just give God honor and praise for his mighty, powerful work. I'm just so grateful to him. Thank you.
Praise God for the praise report, Pastor Sims. And bless the Lord. We'll definitely be praying. Are these friends or family, the three people you were talking about? Milton, Roman, and Frank.
Milton is my brother-in-law. And Roman is his brother. And Frank is one of my son's friends that was recently married. And that cancer grabbed hold to him and took hold to him. And he's down now to something like 7 to 8 pounds from a big scrapping man. But he's out of the hospital. And I'm just praying that the Lord will bless him and let him. All these years, he's in his 50s or so, and had never married and found a woman to marry, and all of this is happening, but God
oh,
is
Lord.
That's Frank, and Renee is the one that lost the son, and it's just the burden of grief is just won't let her go.
Oh, my goodness.
Let it go.
Okay, then we're going to go this way so we can go ahead and get some of these prayer requests done. We'll go back up to Mother Alexander with the requests for the cancer for the friend for D and also her healing and the other friend. She didn't say her name. That person's name.
Charlotte, I wait.
Charlotte was the one about the weight with the other friend you
that's
said.
Right.
That had cancer.
The other one is Mary. The mind.
Mary.
Mm-hmm. What in Texas?
I thought you said Mary had dementia. I'm not dementia. Had
our mind.
Mary. Yes, so who is the person? The other friend.
Mary of
the
our
cancer?
Mind. Charlotte is the one that want to gain our weight back.
I have
and
that.
And B's the one with the cancer.
I thought you said it was another friend too. Okay. All right. I'll write that off then. I thought you said another friend. That's who I was trying to get. I have everybody else. Well, okay, then, Pastor, I don't know if Pastor Bird left the line or not because I didn't look back at my phone because my computer is acting up tonight. So I had to go back to the phone. Let me see who's here. Oh, yes, she's still there. Well, Pastor Bird, would you take those ones with D and also the sister that wanted, Charlotte, that wanted the weight gain back, and Mary from Texas that had that mind maybe having dementia. Brother Black, would you take CJ, the cousin of Pastor Bird, the one that was suffering with cancer from age 18, and now his body is really going through at the you know, she said, went to the hospital, bowel movements, and then they revealed that he have cancer in several other places. Okay, and Mother Willette, would you take the Pastor Sims, three people, Milton, Roman, and Frank, that has the dealing with cancer, and Mother Elser, Mother McCormick.
McCormick.
What happened, Brother Black?
Oh, nothing.
I heard you talking.
I'm sorry.
So, Mother McCormick, you take Mother Ulcer with her family. She just wants you to pray for them and also the people in Ukraine. That's on her heart, which everybody's been praying on that, but whatever he gives you, still yet to pray on that. And I think that's everybody for right now. because there's other things that here Mother Pastor Sands was giving us a praise report. Oh, yes.
And Alonzo Harris, he asked for prayer.
Okay, then I can give that one to Mother Alexander can go ahead. Mother Willett can go ahead and Mother Alexander. I didn't give her anybody, so she can take Brother Alonzo then and his family. Okay, we go ahead and take those requests now. Thank you. Give it to Pastor Bird now, and then we'll go on down to whoever was after her.
Pastor, could you let somebody else pray? I'm just sitting down to eat.
Okay, that's what I forget how late it is. Will you get your Okay, then we'll break this up. Brother, Mother Alexander, would you
Okay.
Huh?
Okay, you say Brother Alonzo.
You do Brother Alonzo, and also let me switch this one up. You do Mother Alter, and because that prayer request that I don't want you to take it if you already gave it to Mother Alter family and Ukraine, and Brother Alonzo and his family, and Mother McCormick, you go back and pray for Mother, for this lady, D, Sister D, for praying for that chemo, and pray for Charlotte with the dementia, because whatever's going on with the mind, that's part of dementia with the mind.
Oh, you got
and
it
also,
wrong.
And
also, B is cancer. Charlotte
yes.
is the weight. The mind is Mary.
I have it written down. And Mary is with the problem with the mind.
That's it.
Okay.
I pray for them already, but we're just going to touch an agreement.
Amen.
What are you doing?
Okay.
So you want me to ask
anyone? Waiting for
not
you to tell
me more, Mother McCormick. Just whoever
okay.
that is. Black, go ahead and pray. Then we get the other ladies together because too much time is being passed by. We need to get these prayers in. We'll get back to Mother McCormick in a little. Brother Black, go ahead and pray.
Father God, we just lift up CJ right now, God. Little Prophetess Bird's nephew, God, right now in the name of Jesus. He had cancer since age 18. He's 27 now. It's 9 years. It's almost been 10 years. And my question is, how long will this continue? So we speak according to your word. We bind the hands of cancer. We speak to it right now in the name of Jesus. That's above you, cancer, and we cast you back to the pits of hell from which you belong. Command you to loose your grips, your hold, your infirmities, your assignment. Command you to dissipate in the name of Jesus. Now we loose the healing virtue of God into his life, into his body. Replace it, God, in the name of Jesus, and that he give you his whole life to you, and that this be a testimony, Lord, unto all the community, God, all the people that he know, that Jesus did it, and he's the Lord, commander, chief, and master of his life this day. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
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 Mother Alexander, go ahead with Brother Alonzo and Sister Elsa.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, touch Hansen, Lord God. Father God, let her know that she have to stand strong in you, Lord God, and that she must do your will, Lord God, and not let fear get the best of her. In the name of Jesus, I ask you, Heavenly Father, to strengthen her mind, Lord God. Let Alka know that she can stand. Regardless what she see, regardless what the enemy bring, she is a woman of God, so she have the authority and the dominion to stand,
Please, Father, touch her mind, Lord, and let her know that she can stand against this thing. And, Lord, we bind up that false spirit that tried to deceive her in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord God. We ask you, Heavenly Father, to cover her with this blood of Jesus. Cover her, Lord God. Let her remember who she are in Christ Jesus. And, Lord, for Brother Alonso, Father God, Lord, we thank you, Heavenly Father, that you are the outer and finisher of all things. And, Lord, we ask you right now in the name of Jesus to touch his mind, Lord, and bring back to his remembrance that he get in the word and stand boldly. And this spirit of fear should not have authority over him. And, Lord, we pray for the family too, Lord God, that he will stand up to be a strong man to stand on the word of God and know that he has the authority because Christ is the Lord of Lords, and he is who gave him authority to stand. Don't give fear no place. And his strength, remember what God said in his word. He'll never leave you, never forsake you. And Jehovah God is your strength. Continue to pray, continue to stand on his word, continue to give him some time in the word, Brother Alonso, and you'll be surprised to see how strong you get in him. This we ask of you, Heavenly Father. And Lord, we know that you will touch his heart and let him know that he can be strong in you. Just have to continue to stand strong in your word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Mother McCormick, amen. You pray for
thank you.
The cancer, and also for her strength back, and also for Sister Charlotte to get her weight gain, and I'll pray for Mary.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come, Lord, praying, Lord God, for the lady of B, Lord God, the one that have cancer, that one. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we ask you, Lord God, to look on her, God. God, you know all about it. You know, God, that you already took that cancer out of her body right now, Lord God. We just believe it and we just declare it right now in the name of Jesus. Because we know, God, that you said in your word with your stripes that she are healed. She's already healed. So we claim it and we touch and agree with her, God, because we know that she's praying about the situation. So we touch and agree with her, God, that you already working it out right now as we speak in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, we ask you to look down on Charlotte with her weight, Lord God. Lord, knowing that she wants to lose weight, Lord God.
No, she wants to gain her weight.
Gain weight, okay. So that she wants to gain weight, Lord. Help her, Lord God, to realize, Lord God, that that you are able, Lord God, to put it back on her. She begins to just eat. Just begin to start eating more. And, God, that you'll put that I can't pronounce it, but you'll put it back into her that she can begin to gain that weight back on her bones the way it's supposed to be in the name of Jesus. So, God, give her the strength and let her know, God, that you are able, Lord, to do whatever she pray about and just believe you, God. If she pray, just believe that what the word of God said. Now, this is a confidence that we have in him that if we ask anything according to his will, he will hear us and he will do it in the name of Jesus. So we give it to you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I'll make it brief. Mother Willette, then you can pray for Pastor Sin's family and also for the Renee's son, for that grief that she's still locked into. Father, in Jesus' name, we do thank you again for Mary that's in Texas with having challenges with her mind. We know it's a thief that comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he know, glory to God, that if she don't have her mind, she can't stay focused to get in the word and to be obedient to the spirit of the Lord or to walk in her gifts or whatever God has for her life. So we cancel his assignment in the name of Jesus. We speak life to her. We speak that his mind be regulated in the name of Jesus. We pray against God, every voice that comes to her and any voice that any word that comes to her or any thoughts, glory to God, that she can't maintain. We pray for her long-term and short-term memory that it will be restored in the name of Jesus. God, we pray you should be encouraged, and we pray, God, any help that she can get, if somebody over there is not mindful of it or have knowledge of her, God, in this condition, that somebody be put in her path and that she would get the proper help, because there is some things, glory to God, can cause delay while we're believing for healing in it. In Jesus' name we do pray. Saying, loose your hold off of her mind, let this mind be restored in Christ Jesus. Amen. Mother Willette.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Father, in Jesus' name, thank you so much that you've already heard every request that was lifted up, Lord God. You heard even the request, Lord God, and the prayers that we prayed as we were praying this evening. And, Lord God, we come before your presence, and we thank you that you are Almighty God. Hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for you. We come standing on your promises that no weapon formed against the people of God shall prosper. We thank you, Lord God, that healing is your children's bread. So we thank you that Jesus, hallelujah, has already bore our sorrows and carried our griefs, hallelujah. That's in Isaiah, praise God, in the name of Jesus, 53, verse 4 and 5. We thank you for 1 Peter 2:24, Psalms 107, verse 20, and even Exodus 23 and verse 25. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Lord God. We pray, O God, the sword of the Spirit go forth with your anointing power to release supernatural miracle-working healing power upon those that have been prayed for and the ones that will lift up even now in Christ Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, that when we pray to you according to John 16, 23 and 24, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, whatsoever we ask you in Jesus' name, you would give it to us so our joy would be full. So we're standing on your promises, knowing that you are big enough, God, to do anything. Nothing is too hard for you. So we pray, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, for Pastor Sims, praise God. Hallelujah, we thank you for the praise reports that she gave when she went to her doctor's office. In the name of Jesus, we lift up, praise God, hallelujah, Milton, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. You know about the type of cancer that he has, and I pray the sword of the Spirit will release healing virtue in his body and attack every cancer cell that's trying to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. We plead the blood of Jesus against that cancer in Christ Jesus' name. We lift up Milton's brother, Roman, in Christ Jesus' name and pray for him. God, your divine will be done in Roman's life. We pray for him in the name of Jesus. We pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, for the son's friend, Frank, in the name of Jesus. And we pray, oh, Lord God, hallelujah, for salvation, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We pray that these people's souls, Lord God, they've made a decision to surrender to Christ in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Cover them in the name of Jesus with the whole armor of God. God, let them set their mind, hallelujah, on what your word says and receive that good thing from you, which is divine deliverance for each one of them in Jesus' name. We lift up, Lord God, Danae, in Christ Jesus' name, Lord God. We know you know about griefs. Jesus carried our griefs, God, glory be to God. So, Father God, we bind up that demon of grief, and we command that spirit of grief to loose her in Christ Jesus' name. God, you don't want us to stay trapped in a bondage, Lord God, of anything in the name of Jesus. Yes, she loved her son, Lord God. But God, hallelujah, you loved him more in the name of Jesus. And we pray for Danae in the name of Jesus and others that have gone through such hurtful pains and sorrows of losing a loved one. But God, you don't want us to stay in that trap. The devil try to make people believe that they are trapped in a situation and there is no escape. But when you have Christ, hallelujah, you have been set free. You must walk in that freedom in the name of Jesus, and we pray that she will receive her deliverance of this demon of grief in Jesus' name. There's a healthy grief, but there's no sense in you staying in that position, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you, Lord God, for her deliverance. We pray for all of these families, Lord God, that's been represented. And we thank you, Lord God, that this you heard every situation, and we thank you, Lord God, that your promise to us, hallelujah, it shall be in the name of Jesus. We declare, decree, and proclaim that you've heard the prayers, and God, your divine will be done in every situation. And your will is for us to be whole, well, safe, and delivered. Glory be to God. Because we've made you our refuge and our habitation. No evil shall befall us in Jesus' name. I love you, Lord. I bless you. I praise you, for you are the living God. Jesus, I thank you for what you've already done. Continue to be with us now, henceforth, and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God.
Praise the Lord. Amen. And we're in agreement with the ones that you call for. Glory to God. Then in your prayers, that God bring deliverance. Mother Willette. We also, and that was, what is it? She said Milton, and Roman is the son. In the meantime, the Lord bless. We are looking forward to God moving in a miraculous way again with Pastor Sims and Mother McCormick. Mother McCormick will be our first speaker on second Sunday, and Mother Sims will have the second half. The ladies will have anywhere from 40 to 45 minutes if they need it. If they don't need it all, we just carry it on to the next individual. We bless the Lord. We're looking forward to the Lord blessing on this spiritual journey that we're on, and we'll check back with and let you know about fourth Sunday to get that confirmed, because it's not yet who our speakers were before we go into April 7th celebration. Sometime at the end of that month, I don't have a definite date yet. But in the meantime, we're still praying. Pray for me that I'll be able to hear clearly whether we're going to go with a week or just 3 or 4 days for that time. God's been building up to this point with you all speaking, and we believe in God for greater and better, and thanking him for carrying us over into 6 years in 2022. What's new that you're doing in 22 that's going to glorify the Lord even the more on the spiritual journey? Praise the Lord as we continue to pray one for another and lift each other up. We're thanking God that there's so much horrible things that are going on, but we have to remember our God is still in control, and we got to hold on to our joy and our peace, regardless if we don't laughing like a hyena every day or we don't sound like it, but we got to keep that in us, because that is our strength to hold on to the joy and the peace of God with all the weapons he's given us, with the armor and his word and the anointing and the blessings and favor. We just have to just keep looking up to the hills. Bless the Lord. Is there any other remark before we get ready to close? If not, we celebrate Jesus, celebrate you. Pray you continue to pray one for another. Continue to pray one for our families and for these ministries and the prayer warriors all around the globe. And as we uplift Jesus and we continue to pray one for another, iron sharpens iron, holding on to the promises of the Lord. So if there's nothing else, we're going to say so long, and be let God be glorified in your life. And walk in your love and walk in the
shalom.
Right. Shalom, my dear.
Shalom. Love you.
Love you too. Good night.
Good night.